What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, Andy, obviously people like Dr. Gabriel really get down in the trenches and do a lot of the dirty work as far as research, clinical trials, and helping out, trying to make sure that people get the right care, people get the right treatment, and that we won't have to ever have, I hope we never have to have a telethon again, or never have to have sick children come in and see the pain in parents' eyes. That's real dirt dog work. Oh, wait a second. Speaking of dirt dogs.
He's very subtle. I don't know if you noticed.
Speaking
he's
of dirt subtle. Dogs, what a segue.
Trot Nixon, his wife, Catherine, joining us here at Fenway Park for the Jimmy Fund Telethon. How we doing?
Good. I see. Is this the up-to-date? Mm-hmm.
Yes. We are now
right,
what?
So what's up with the Pacific Northwest?
I was about to text my buddy in Louisiana, Dave DeLucci. He would have definitely done it.
What about Alaska? You got anybody up there?
Alaska? I sure don't. I did get on Scott Hatterberg. I think Scott's, though, from Washington, right? He's not from Oregon. So I'm calling him out. He is with the Oakland A's, but mm-hmm. He does have plenty of time to make a donation. So
yeah, he's probably got all that money. That Moneyball
from Moneyball, right?
Yeah, right.
Brad Pitt. I mean, not Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was in it, and then what's his name that played him? So I'm sure.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
Pratt. Yeah,
he got played by Star Lord.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Those checks must be coming. Yeah, residuals.
You're just giving me good ammo to wear him out whenever I see him.
So, Trot, looking back, I mean, obviously, you're a Red Sox legend. You've been here a long time. You're very much in touch with what the Jimmy Fund means, what Dana-Farber means. What was your experience, sort of relationship epiphany of just how important the Jimmy Fund is?
I think just how much it meant to me spending time with some of the patients and my father was a nephrologist. He worked extremely hard at his craft, and so I know how hard those doctors work and those nurses work on a day in, day out basis. She works in mother baby nursing, so I understand, and it's constant. It's 24 hours a day, and but to be able to spend time with the patients, whether they're young children, adults. It means a lot to me, and it's not something that it's like, hey, look, we need you to do this. Can you do this? Like, you don't have to ask me. I'll be there. Just tell me when I need to be there. And but spending time with them, because this is obviously a disease that, like I've said here the past, 30, 45 minutes, it's probably affected somebody's life in one shape or form throughout the entire world. And so it's something that – not only does it go to research, but it also goes to probably so many other avenues that we have no idea that helps. And it's tough. And, my father is going through it for a second time now. And it's not very good, but, he is going through it. He's going to battle it. And I'm very grateful for the doctors, the nurses, the scientists, everybody that comes together on this special day. It shouldn't just be on a few days. I think what the Jimmy Fund does is they do it year round, obviously, and being a part of the Red Sox, it just becomes a fabric of your life. It is a part of it that you really want to be a part of.
Yeah. They say one in every three people in some way, shape or form will have their lives touched by or their paths will cross with cancer as well. Yeah. And you hadn't had to deal with it for a while. And now, of course, your father's going through it and we wish him the best. But when you come here and you play with the Red Sox and you epitomize the hard work and the effort that goes into trying to build a championship culture, you see what the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber do, maintaining the gold standard. And how can you not want to maintain that lifelong connection? How can you not want to always just give everything you can? Because, we're talking sports. You're playing a childhood game that you love all the way through your life. But like, these people are going through the fight of their life, and you meet these doctors that are doing such incredible work night and day, 24/7, behind the scenes to help your father, the children we spoke with, and anyone that has had to deal with this cowardly disease.
Yeah, I mean, you said it best. Like, you know, the gold standard. And what do people gravitate to, mm-hmm. you know, to that, try to gravitate towards that gold standard. And the people that are, that put that gold standard in its place, you know, they're the doctors, the scientists. We do a small part as players, mm-hmm. but, you know, if I can do more, then I'd do more. I love this organization. Obviously, the Red Sox mean a great deal to me. This organization, the Jimmy Fund, has always meant a great deal to me and my wife as well. And we've tried to raise as much money as we can. But we need everybody's help, obviously. And it's just something that it just means a lot. I mean, it's really hard to say. Tim, and when I think of the Jimmy Fund now, I think of Tim and Stacy. I know Timmy, I call him Timmy all the time. I don't know why. He's much older than I was, but I love him to death. I always called him Timothy or something like that. But he did so much, not only for this community, but also for the Jimmy Fund. And it wasn't something like, hey, I got to do this, I got to do that. It was always want. And you gravitate, you know, some of those older guys, you know, Tim was like that for me. He never really kind of like said, hey, you should do this, you should do that. And I don't think any player is told that. I think the players that come here want to be a part of it. And it's just, like I said, it's just part of the fabric. It's, you know, it should be, if it's, is it on the uniforms?
That's a good question. Do they have a patch for the gym?
No.
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
Am I going to stir the pot with Mr. Henry?
I don't believe that in any
but
way,
I'll
shape,
stir
or
that
form.
Pot.
It's too big.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you strike me as the kind of guy that's not afraid to stir that pot.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, think about it. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, it's the fabric of this organization for years.
Literally and figuratively, yep.
The great number 9.
Ted Williams, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Teddy Ballgame.
You see photos of him doing this stuff. So, yeah, I think that would be something great. We're talking about a lot of patches and a lot of, what is it called? Networking on uniforms.
Yep.
And
sponsorships.
Sponsorships and so forth. But
synergy.
Synergy. I think that, you know, the Jimmy Fund would come up with a great I'll go for that too.
He's an idea man over here. Catherine.
Yeah, I'm an idea man.
Catherine, when did you realize how special the Jimmy Fund was with the team, with the players, and sort of that world?
I believe your microphone's off. Let's see if I can help you with that.
You broke it. Nope. Good job. She broke it.
Nope, that didn't work either. We're going to get this. We're going to continue to troubleshoot this. Dan Ball's on the case. So if Dan Ball can't do it, nobody can do it. Okay, now.
There we go. Ooh,
yes, now that works. Perfect.
All right, let me get situated.
Yes. Yep, we're good to go now.
Thanks, honey.
So Catherine, when did you realize how special it was?
As soon as we got here.
Yeah.
As soon as we moved to Boston.
Yeah.
We developed that love for the Jimmy Fund and for all that they do. I had the opportunity to run the marathon for Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Jimmy Fund, and then
awesome.
Outstanding.
Ride the PMC several years.
All the hard stuff. Marathon, long bike ride. Trot, did you do any of that?
Nope.
Making those of us that only ran 7 miles for charity look pretty bad right now, but thank you.
Wow.
No, that's whatever you can do at any time. Just love the Jimmy Fund and developed friendships with pedal partners and Patrick White from the marathon, and just thinking about the hospital visits that we had the opportunity to do. And this year I had the amazing opportunity to get to ride back on Team 9 in memory of Tim and Stacy and Larry, and I mean, all three of them dedicated their lives to serving others the whole time, so that really inspired all of us. And so thankful that Brianna and Trevor are getting to work here and be just part of this family is just something that I'll treasure forever.
It seems as though that the team, the organization, the Jimmy Fund, these people that are so integral in your lives, the one that you love, the one that unfortunately you and Red Sox Nation at large have lost, have made such an impact on your life. Has that has stuck with you guys, and is that what continues to lead you to not only want to return to be a part of this, but also sort of like spread that charitable goodwill as often as you can wherever you are?
Absolutely. Yes, we always want to be a part of the Jimmy Fund. And Red Sox, I love just the special teammates that they've been just all these years. It's just always in our heart. Always.
Yeah, I mean, that Catherine said it right. They've been our teammate. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, all these things keep popping up. You know, you talk about a patch on the uniform because it means so much to this organization, and, you know, maybe even a dedicated locker. In the locker room. Yeah, I know they just redid the locker room and all that stuff. And I know it may be a little bit too late, but it's pretty easy to put that in there. But that's how important they are to us, the organization, players, even new players that come in here. I listened to Bregman talking about it. And I know he knows how much this means to this organization. And I know he's got a tremendous amount of endeavors, but I know he wants to be a part of this as well. But that's just the way it is for every player.
Do you see the connection between the passion? Obviously, Fenway Park on game night, some of these Friday nights, is electric. But that is almost like an extension of the overall Red Sox Nation, the community that ties in so well to Jimmy Fund. It's almost like, you know, the culture is back. Like, you know, there was a couple low years there, whatever, winning on the field. But everything is back, and you can almost feel that momentum with the entirety of the organization, and that ties into what we're doing today, trying to raise as much money as possible and use that Friday night buzz to get your phone out and give $25 or $50, whatever you can give, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think when you look at the board up here, you can see Red Sox Nation is nationwide.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's probably some countries that are involved in that as well that have made donations. And that's what we realized, you know, in the years that I was very fortunate to play, that Red Sox Nation travels real well.
Yep.
And it shows up on that board. That board will be green before we're all said and done. And we love each and everybody that has made these donations. You're part of the Sox organization. You're part of, you know, all of our lives and so forth. And just as much as Jimmy Fund is important to the Red Sox, you know, the Red Sox are much more important to the Jimmy Fund.
Yeah, Red Sox Nation is it's a brotherhood, it's a family, it's an international domain, if you will.
Yeah, correct.
And it extends everywhere. Speaking of the current team, real quick, what do you think of this the new outfield, especially the kid they called up a couple months ago? Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
Who's your favorite player? You like Roman Anthony, Rafael? There's a lot of athletes. There's some aggressive. I don't know if they're dirt dogs. I don't know if that's
they are. Yeah. They are. I mean,
film dogs because they do all their research. My gosh.
I really enjoy watching these guys play. And they're passionate about it. They want to win. You know, look, I haven't been here all year. And I just feel like there's something in the air with this team. And they're young. And they want to kind of make their mark out there. And I'm very proud of them. You know, if a favorite player, my favorite player is, they're probably not active, Alex Cora and Veritek.
Right. We get to talk to Alex every
Veritek once. Veritek never waves. You know, Alex Cora waves. Tech's just, you know, he's locked in.
Sorry, I'm too busy.
Too busy, guys. You know, say, hey, try it.
Yeah, all right.
The brain's behind the operation.
Yeah, exactly.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The brain.
What a try hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Try hard.
All right. Trot and Catherine Nixon, we appreciate you stopping by. We appreciate your support over the years and continued support. Mm-hmm. We need you, the listeners, to continue to support us. 877-738-1234. Go online, www.jimmyfund.org.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.